Intensity. Yeah. Intensity. Yeah. Intensity. Yeah. Intensity. Let's go. Intensity, Christ music, man, melody. Listen to this remedy. This is life infinity. This is Christ, fam. Welcome to Activa, fam. This is Christ, fam. Welcome to Activa, fam.
This is Active FM Quiet Time on Intensity. You're hanging out with Wandile and Luando.
Oh yeah, welcome guys. Welcome to the awesome, most amazing, exciting show.
Yeah.
Intensity. Yeah, catch this awesome show on our most awesome website, www.activefm.co.za.
Uh-huh.
And you can catch, through that website, you can catch all the shows you want to listen to. But I just think I recommend you to listen to our show. It will be awesome.
Yeah. You can just leave the other shows and just listen to this show, because those ones, they won't get you saved. They won't draw you close to God. But we're encouraging, you know, to draw close to God. So, you know, obviously you can also check on Facebook.
Yes, you can catch me on, you can catch Active FM as well on Facebook. And you can catch us, even myself and Rando, on Facebook. I don't know Rando if he has the active.
I do.
Yes, what is yours? As if you're comfortable to say it out.
It's my name is Luando and my surname is Mbasane. You get me there. But you know, just go to Active FM page on Facebook. And but I just want to know, what do you think? You get what I'm saying? If you can maybe, you know, answer there, obvious on the page, you get what I'm saying, just comment there.
Yeah.
What do you say about this theory that the earth is flat? Do you believe that the earth is flat? Obviously, we're not going to go through that now, you get what I'm saying? But you can just comment, you know, maybe that thing will get you excited, you get what I'm saying, as a person. And another thing, we love history. Do you love history, man? Especially when it comes to Christianity, you get what I'm saying? Because you start seeing the great things that, you know, forefathers, when it comes to Christianity, the things that they've done. You understand the amazing things that they've done, you know, the things that we don't even know of. I guess, you know, our society is always trying to bury the great things that Christianity has done in the past, you know. But, you know, I actually love how Christianity came to, you know, to South Africa.
Yeah.
You understand? But there was so much division. And personally, I believe that our nation wouldn't be where it is today if it was not of Christianity.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Because I know we always talk about race, you know, the white person, the black person and all that. But do you understand what I'm saying? Before even white people came, I believe there was already racist. You know why? Because you had tribes, but they never used to click. They were killing each other. Do you understand? There was this division. Do you understand? And I believe there will still be division if the white people, obviously, that came with what? With the gospel, never came. We will still have a problem even now. I mean, in early years, they were still fighting, killing each other here in Joburg. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? But I believe that Christianity has done what? Has actually saved this nation.
Yeah.
You understand? Has actually brought unity between the black people. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I believe our nation is where it is because of Christianity, because of the gospel. And now imagine if our nation can draw more closer and closer to God. Because the problem is that people, they're trying to rule our nation, you know, without God. That's why now we end up with these so many problems.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the party that is actually ruling today, it's ANC.
Yeah.
But the first president of ANC during the time of apartheid, you understand, was actually a reverend.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And their first meeting was in church in Bloemfontein. Do you understand what I'm saying? Why? Because of the impact that is that Christianity has brought into this nation. And I'm not undermining, I'm not ignoring the stuff that some of the churches were doing. Do you understand? Calling black people not as human.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? But they were not following the example of Christ. they use the Bible for their own benefit, you understand? But it still happens today that you find people using the Bible for what? For money, for business and all that. You get what I'm saying? But it doesn't change the fact that there are serious Christians. There are people who are living the good example of Jesus.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So I love what God has actually done. I love what God has done. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's not just in our nation, but you look at America, you look at Australia, all these places, you understand the impact that, you know, the gospel has played. And I know, obviously, when you go around 70s and 60s and all that, you understand that, you know, the church around the 14 something, you understand, obviously the church there, you had people nowadays. It's like they twisted the whole thing about the church.
Yeah.
Do you understand? They twisted the whole thing about the church. They came with their own rules. They never used to follow the Bible as the early church, like Peter and them. You understand? They used to. But the church, the gospel has played so much impact.
Yeah.
Has brought so much hope into people's lives. And I mean, I stand here, I believe maybe I would be dead because of suicide or anything, but even the church has changed my life. You get what I'm saying? So we thank God for that. We thank God for that, but no one talks about that. That's the thing. No one talks about the first guy who came to, the first guy who actually went out there and started, you know, teaching the Khoikhoi tribe, you understand, about Jesus and educating them. And what speaks about the fact that the church is the one that educated even Nelson Mandela? Do you understand what I'm saying? Why? Because, you know what, the church has so much impact to this nation. And imagine if the church has actually impacted our nation to be where it is today, though it's sort of like going down because God is kicked out, you understand? But imagine now, if we can allow God, where would our nation be? Where would our nation be? And that's why it's important that, you know what, we stick to God. We stick to God. We're going to read you a verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Wandile is going to read.
Reading from the NIV version of 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1. It says, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. You know, with yours it could be with the...
It says, can I read it? It says, and you should imitate me,
yes,
just as I imitate Christ.
Yeah. You see, with that verse, that's how much, as I came up with that verse, that's how much I love, because, you know, it's showing us that, you know, we gotta imitate Christ. You know, we gotta be like Christ. We gotta be like whatever it means that we are doing.
Mm.
We should be doing it like Christ. You know,
mm.
like going out there and saving the nation.
Mm.
You know, as Jesus went there and he saved some parts of the of each and every.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, Jerusalem and so forth.
Yeah.
He went out there and he saved the nation, so forth.
Yeah.
You know, and we gotta imitate him as he saved, and we gotta go out there and save the nation as well.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, and yeah, that's how much this verse that I sort of chose it. Like, you know, this verse is an awesome verse.
Yeah.
That you can probably talk about. You know. Yeah. Bandu.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, imitating is actually to take or follow as a model. That means we, I always think about, you know, the term imitate as, you know, you need to think, we understand, as he thinks and all that, you get what I'm saying? But even when you come now to that and saying, you know, we think as Paul thought, we think as Jesus Christ, you know, the way he used to think. You understand? And that's amazing. You understand? Because if we can actually think as much as Jesus Christ, you know, I did think. You understand? The same thing with Paul. I mean, imagine the things that will come out of us.
Yeah.
Do you understand? I mean, following. Obviously, when you imitate, you also follow. You understand? But your following starts with what? With thinking. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that actually changes the whole character within us. we change into a better self. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because that's the most important. I'm so sorry. I love this. I don't know if you heard this before, but I love the fact, you know, I was thinking down and the scripture speaks about God. He formed who? He formed Adam.
Yeah.
Do you understand? He formed Adam. But one of the things you think about is the fact that when God formed Adam, I believe that, you know, he started forming like the bones, the inner parts of the body.
Yeah.
You understand? But the skin was the last thing, because the skin is the covering of what's inside. Mm. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's what God wants to do in our lives. That, you know, when we allow ourselves to be influenced by God, that's the moment now we also start thinking like God. But when we think like God, you know what happens? We start being formed. We start having, you know, things that we never thought of, you know, being formed inside us. That means how we operate also changes. Do you understand what I'm saying? But I can say the hardest thing, I don't know if I must use the hardest thing, but the problem, let me say the problem, you know, looking at myself, is that I like focusing on the skin. I like focusing on the outside, you understand? But God, the first thing that He created was the inside. Do you understand? Because you never handle stuff with the outside. You understand? The character of God is not just the skin. We made in the image of God, in depth of who God is. You understand? Having the nature of who God is inside us. I love, even when you look at Jesus Christ, when one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and the scripture says immediately water and blood came out. He was pierced in the inside because we're made in the depth of who God is. So Jesus was broken in the inside so that we can be restored in the inside. But it's amazing because it speaks about the water, you know, that came out, which represent the living waters, the Holy Spirit. Now, you have the inside of God. But what makes God function in the inside? It's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You understand? So now, what made Jesus Christ function on that cross? On that cross was actually given out to us, was passed out to us. It was poured out on us. You understand? So that though we can be formed, but now what do you need? You need the Holy Spirit now to make you function. To make you function like who? Like God. You see, when you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, you start functioning like who? Like God. You start modeling your life based on the best model, which is who? It's Jesus Himself. You get him? We start imitating who Jesus is. We start thinking like Paul, you get what I'm saying? We start doing, you know, great things in our families. But the most important thing is that there will never be anything from the outside controlling the inside. But the inside will always control whatever event is on the outside. You get what I'm saying? So that's why now we shouldn't be focusing more on what? On the skin. You understand? On the beauty, on clothes and all that. But we should be focusing on God forming us where? In the inside. Do you understand? Because that's where life is. That's where God is. God lives in the inside. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. That means God lives in the inside. He forms us so that He can live in who? In us. Do you get what I'm saying? I mean, imagine if you just decide that you're gonna get any house. You're gonna get a house and any.
Yeah.
You understand? But inside it's just chaos.
Yeah.
Will you enjoy living there? Do you understand? That's why now God needs to form us so that when He lives inside of us, you understand, He's able to move around. And the question is, that applies to me. The question is, if inside the house there's chaos, you understand, there are things all over. You know what does that mean? That means you are inside the house. It's yours, but you don't have freedom. You cannot move around. And the question is, to me, does God have freedom in me to move around?
Yeah.
Do you understand? But now what happens is that when God forms me, what happens when God forms me? There's much space for God to move around.
Yeah.
You know, for God to relax inside of me, you know, and have its own way. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's why it's important that now we allow God to do what to speak to us, and we don't just allow Him to speak to us. But the moment He speaks to us, we model ourselves based on what He said to us.
Yeah.
I understand. So it's actually beautiful scripture, man. It's amazing, you know.
Yeah,
I feel like going there.
And with this, when what hits me is like when on the NIV scripture,
yeah,
it says follow, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
That word follow.
Yeah.
Like, how many people are they following you?
Mm.
Are they following your good example?
Mm.
You know, but if they're following your bad example, then it's not. It shouldn't be that way. But then
yeah,
you should be following you because you're doing a good. You're such a good example. That's why they're following you.
Mm.
For instance, you see, with Christ, people followed him. His disciples followed him. Why? Why did they follow him? Because Jesus went out there and he teached the gospel. He shared the gospel and he did all those by himself.
Yeah.
And his disciples, all his 12 disciples, followed him and then did the same thing. You
yeah
know? And basically, like, I remember when I don't know if it was yesterday or so forth, where Pastor Kev was speaking about that, you know, how much are people following you?
Yeah.
Are people following you because of what you are doing, or are they following you because of other things that are not good?
Yeah.
You know, are they following you? Are they following you in a way that you're not? You are with Christ and you're doing what God wants you to do.
Yeah.
Are they following you for that reason?
Yeah.
You know, and you gotta make that. If you don't have anybody following you, then you got a problem. You know?
Yeah.
You got a problem of what is happening in your life.
Yeah.
And when you have people following you, then you could see that, wow, this is how much impactful
you
did to other people.
Yeah.
You know, I remember not long ago, I can't remember who shared it, but I usually share it with my guys, that, you know, imagine when you die, man. Like, I don't know if you've ever watched Nelson Mandela's funeral, memorial service.
Yeah.
And his coffin was in the actually it was the memorial service, not a burial site.
Yeah.
It was happening at the FNB Stadium in South Africa, in Johannesburg, and basically it was that stadium was so packed. It was like full to almost to a capacity of like 70,000 to 80,000.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, imagine if I was there being remembered, that all those people, 80,000 people are saying those words, wow, this man has done it awesome. He has saved my life. Someone you don't even know, someone you don't even remember, just comes forward and like, this man saved my life.
Yeah.
Someone that you probably saved his life like 10, 20, 30 years ago, and he's shocked that you died, and he comes and he shares how I saved someone, or how much you saved someone.
Yeah.
You know, and when, imagine you are in you are that person that you saved a whole lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And not only the stadium, like, you can even think like, people are watching this memorial service.
Yeah.
The whole world is watching this memorial service.
Yeah.
And people that are watching are also thinking, wow, this person is awesome.
Yeah.
Saved my life. Blah, blah, blah. You know?
Mm.
And how much are you that good example?
Mm.
You know? As I can go back, follow my example as I follow the example of Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, just closing with this, the model of Paul, of Jesus, should be the motive of our model.
Yeah.
You understand? So there we impact, you know, even the generations to come. You get what I'm saying? I mean, I cannot get to live in 500 years to come. Do you understand?
Yeah.
But if I am one with God, God is already there.
Yeah.
That means I can get there, but through God. You understand? Though obviously my flesh fails, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I can still get there because I'm one with God. I mean, we're looking at Abraham. We understand? Yeah. Even today, we're impacted by what? the response of God towards who? Abraham.
Yeah.
But Abraham died long time ago.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's what it means to actually, you know what, depend on God. And as you were speaking about the disciples of Jesus, they played so a big role.
Yeah.
We understand that even today we are where we are because they decided to follow Jesus. You understand? And Jesus is more than enough. Is more than, if you hurt, is more than enough to heal you. If you're broken, is more than enough to restore you. If you're struggling in terms of finances, is more than enough your finances, your desires. You get what I'm saying? It's more than enough anything that you're going through in life. And that's Jesus. And we're going to do an altar call again. And may God bless you. May you draw close to God each and every day. Read your Bible. Allow God to speak to you. Obvious in the morning, you know. Yeah. So let's pray. Just say this if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Dear God.
Dear God.
I come before you.
I come before you.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
That you are here.
That you are here.
Right now at this moment.
Right now.
Waiting.
Waiting.
For me.
For me.
To open my heart.
To open my heart.
So that you can come.
So that you can come.
Into my life.
Into my life.
Have your way.
Have your way.
Come.
Come.
Into my life.
Into my life.
Jesus Christ.
In Jesus Christ.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Oh yeah.
Yeah. God bless.
spoken to being. Your words bring life. It is written you're faithful and true.